Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Moore to show up and for the revolution.
Michael Moore, just like everybody else, we're so excited he's coming. This feels better than sitting on your couch and being depressed and upset about all the things that are wrong in the world.
There's a palpable sense of excitement that he's going to come, and I think that the Occupy movement is getting more and more legitimacy as the days go by. I think he's just going to come and thank the people for being here and encourage them to stand up for their principles. And
I am honored to be here in Denver today. I am not the spokesperson of this movement. Everybody here is a spokesperson. Everybody has to participate. It's the only way that democracy works. You have not relented. You're still here. Please know that the rest of the country sees this.
I think that Michael Moore brings credibility everywhere he goes. I think that he's an extraordinary advocate for human rights globally.
We are taking this to corporate America.
Yes.
We are taking this to corporate Colorado.
Yes.
You have to believe that the bankers and the Wall Street hedge fund guys are thinking tonight, shit! We overplayed our hand. We should have just been happy with 5 mansions. Now they're occupying the entire damn country. The leader of this movement, that's why it's such a huge and growing movement, because we're not doing it the old way anymore. Everybody is a leader.
Recording isn't going to play out fully because it's just way too not fine enough. That was Michael Moore, of course, in Denver, and he ends up by telling people they're not alone. This is Sunday. It's Here Be Monsters, and it's featured usually with a guest and comment on the politics of the week, generally. Jack Jodell of Saturday Afternoon Post is here, but this week Jack's with his family, and I hope they have a great dinner. Have a great dinner, Jack. There is something that I would like you all to know. I think most of you do. Here Be Monsters has become an ongoing daily boycott of the mainstream media lies that generally represents Western TV and news services. Hey, Brian, I see you there. Here Be Monsters is seeking to address truth and redress it back to the government. My name is Gwendolyn Berry. I am a writer at Roundtree 7, and along with my co-writers at Roundtree 7, we do our best to speak truth to power in full solidarity with the Occupy the Planet, OWS, and Occupy Palm Beach County, which is my local group here. But basically, with Occupy Wall Street, we're doing our best to bring knowledge to the social consciousness. The power we speak to is the power that is bought and owned now by corporations who are responsible for the poisonous, depleting erosion of our environment and the natural resources that were once ours, whether by outright plunder through drilling, mining, fracking, gouging, stripping of mountains and mountaintop removal, shale oil mining like tar sands and precious land from urban culture or indigenous habitat, or just by the greasy, oiled-up machine of war that is now the perpetual motion machine of the United States. Hey, you got grown? You know, Here Be Monsters is boycotting it all actively on the air for between 30 to 120 minutes a day. And we're located everywhere across the United States. It's really kind of wonderful. We have that input. We're located, I am located in Lake Worth, Florida. P. Nolan is here on Saturdays, and Tricia is in New York, New York, with Occupy Wall Street. We have writers who are in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oakland, California. Dusty Taylor is here on Tuesdays, and she's in Bakersfield, California. Jack Jodell, who's with me on Sundays, is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Too Cool Stimson, Mike Stimson, is up in Canada. Yeah, we represent, we reflect a movement of people across the whole planet who are in the act of occupying Mother Earth in order to speak truth to local and planetary power. Occupy is a peacefully anchored movement of people including all ages and social expression. I think it's kind of important for folks to realize that. A new culture is being born here. I don't know if folks are really seeing that yet. It's a new culture that for the first time on the planet is embracing all previous cultures before it in every nation, and religious and spiritual traditions have representation within Occupy, and they're asking to belong to this movement. It's an amazing hope that I think has come along just in the nick of time. I think probably if you're listening, you do too. It has no leadership and it boasts no affiliations save honesty in addressing the injustice of greed over the needs of people. Greed that has bled over every land and it threatens to extinguish the human species while taking out most of the living nature on the planet's surface. It's a greed that threatens to leave a stinking husk of a planet as its legacy. Can I repeat that one? It's a greed that threatens to leave a stinking husk of a planet as its legacy. Occupy is doing its best to halt that. Now, this is the Atlantic side of South Florida, and the weather here today has been just beautiful. And I think it's important to remember these kinds of details right now because we're really close, really, really close to losing them, losing the stunningly nice weather, the sweet-smelling flowers. We are close to losing them. Our oceans are dying. And before I go any further, I'm going to give just a little break to get my news up and play a small ditty that has absolutely nothing to do with anything except that it's a Sunday kind of song. So if you will give me a moment. That's never on a Sunday, and that's a little alignment breeze. And as a background, not so bad, a flotilla with many dozens of activists, including Code Pink's Kit Kittredge, was bound for Gaza, an Irish and a Canadian boat, and basically they were pulled over by the Israeli Navy, and status is still pretty much don't know what's going on, but they took the Israeli, the IDF took a lot of activists into custody. Brian, you're asking who is the Occupy movement, 18-year-old college students and 80-year-old retirees. Tree huggers and truck drivers, union workers and concerned parents, people of all races and religions. You're absolutely right. That's who, just exactly, who Occupy is. I want to add, Occupy Boston actually marched into the Israeli consulate in solidarity yesterday and protested. Dennis Traynor caught a video of that and has posted it at There's No Cure for That on YouTube. You should catch it. Please send whatever good you might have. I don't want to tell people to pray or to do a ritual or to, you know, send Reiki healing. I just want to tell people, hey, whatever good you have, please send to the flotilla folks that were headed for Gaza. They've been taken into custody by the IDF, and that's never pretty anymore. You know, who would have thought from the 1940s to today we would have different ideas of who are the jackbooted bastards? Yeah, I said that. I really said that. Hi, Sandy. Nice to see you. I really said that, didn't I, Brian? Anyways, corporate fiefdoms and localized serfs in bondage to illusory currency is the plan behind government austerity around the globe right now. We've got a lot of disaster capitalism going into effect, and I don't know if folks are really looking hard enough at what's going on while we have all this wonderful energy activism going on for Occupy. We have a lot of things that are happening right before our eyes that seems to be just pushing back as hard as we're pushing at it. And it's a small, very itty-bitty, teeny-weeny group, actually, that is behind the frontage of corporacy that oversees and directs this, all of this disaster capitalism, and that's rushing through the Western economic crisis States right now, there's crisis after crisis going on. And they're taking advantage. All of these austerity, getting rid of these austerity programs like we see going on in Greece, this is about the 1% basically going after, you know, engulf and devour and create a slave wage group. We're slave wage earners, basically. All around the world. So Greece's president is a prime minister is about to be knocked out of the way by the plutocracy that's dominant from the IMF agenda over there in the EU, and it's important to keep our eyes on this because. What they're doing is they're succeeding in depriving the Greek people, all of those people who have been doing, you know, general strikes and doing their best to get their country and the rest of their, you know, combined, you know, the European Union's citizenry and governments to take a look at what's going on to them. The Greek people are in despair, and they have just been told by a monetary fund, the International Monetary Fund over there, that they may not have a vote. No, you can't have that. And if your prime minister is trying to put a referendum for vote up, we'll knock his ass out of the way. And one of the biggest motherfucker cheerleaders right there in the room was Barack Obama. He was holding up his end for Wall Street, you know? They succeeded in depriving the Greeks of a vote in their country, and the response to their flatlining economy, it's really just awful. And Obama was one of the cheerleaders who led the chorus, making Papandreou stand down. Mark it, today is, as environmental activists and occupiers surround the White House in an attempt to, or did, to dissuade Obama from allowing the XL pipeline construction to go on. That corporate hack is making arrangements to either support what is necessary to ensure his reelection, so it's postponed, it's a postponement, or he will simply altogether allow the pipeline to be built. And that's just the bottom line of it. I don't think that there's any other outcome possible with this presidency, this White House. It's a pipeline that's threatening some of our country's most open and vast freshwater tables and all of the lands between Canada and Louisiana. And, Brian, you're saying, does the EU and the IMF, must the Greek government, really believe that eliminating the referendum and ignoring the people will solve one damn thing? You know what, Brian? I don't think they do. Not one fucking bit. I think they're just going to push the, you know what, I've been twittering back and forth with a fellow over in Greece, and the fellow is a cab driver. I did that for a while, so I have some cab driver friends that are global in the large cities. And over there, he didn't earn enough money the week before. So this week, they will not be giving him and allowing him to purchase fuel to go to work, because he didn't earn enough the week before. That's called fascism. That's fascism. And it's alive and well in Greece right now. It's happening because the IMF is, you know, the money that they want to bail them out with, it's just money that's going to be paid on top of loans that were made before. This is not money that's going to go into the country. And, Sandy, actually the Occupy movements in the world are supporting one another. They really are. There's no doubt about it. People are together on the technology of the internet has got people supporting one another from as vast distances as, you know, Idaho to Cairo, and it's basically extraordinary, and it's not a hard thing to do. If you go on to Twitter, and I know you're on Facebook, so you're reading a lot of people there. If you go on to Twitter, you'll actually understand what I'm saying. The tweets come from basically just about everywhere. And I do want to get through this. I do have a little bit of news about... I want to agree with Sandy here. We need to stand with the Greek people. I do think that people are doing that. I think that Occupy Wall Street has acknowledged the Greek predicament. I know that we're not getting, from the MSM, we are not getting the truth. It sort of takes a little while for people to realize, but this has been going on since Thursday, and Sandy, you'd be surprised how many people, especially over the Twitter feeds, are talking about what's going on in Greece right now. I won't be able to see the chat room because I'm going to go over here to do an update on the thousands in D.C. to protest the pipeline today. And it was a protest for the Trans-Canada Keystone XL pipeline. That is what it's being called, and that is what the bill of it is. There was a demonstration today of people from Occupy Earth and the people who have been working all along with the Mark Ruffalo and Bill McGibbon. Margot Kidder, several people were involved in this. I saw a really good video made by Robert Redford, of course, to help out with getting down to Washington. And, of course, all of the October 2011 and Occupy Washington, D.C. people have lent their support in groups to what's been going on. Now, Ruffalo was nominated for an Academy Award last year. Jody Williams, who was the winner of the 97 Nobel Peace Prize for her work on banning landmines, are among the people who were actually at the White House today. Obama was not. He was in Virginia playing golf. You know, yeah, that makes me mad. Ruffalo told the Canadian press that he was there to get the message to President Obama to stop the tar sands XL pipeline. Of course, there's been thousands, including Cherie Foytlin, who from Project Gulf Impact and her own organizations working to restore the Gulf of Mexico and Louisiana, all the Gulf states, of which one, I am one, was also arrested at this, all through the summer, people were arrested at the different demonstrations in front of the White House. This is now, there is a portion of Occupy movement called Occupy Earth, which is primarily devoted to the environmental causes and issues that are going on. And today, as I said, President Obama was playing golf in Virginia. You know, like he could give a fuck. He's going to do exactly whatever the corporate, you know, handlers tell him to do. They are supposed to be weighing all of the pros and cons. I don't understand how you weigh pros and cons about this. I really don't. Basically, The XL pipeline will establish a pipeline that will travel the distance between Canada and Texas, Louisiana, across the bay kind of thing, end point. And all of this is for taking and this shale oil that will be piped out is basically for profit for the big oil companies. It has nothing to do with providing fossil fuel energy for Canada or for the United States of America. Got drones? Every time I say the United States of America, now I have to end that. We've got drones because that's all we are, is a perpetual motion machine for drones. Thank you, Obama. Anyway, let me find where I was in my little script here. Yes, dissuading Obama from allowing the XL pipeline construction. And like I said, that corporate hack, he's out playing golf right now. it's all going to be for sale, whatever is basically. Occupy the Greek embassy would be an excellent idea. I think the place to do it is in Washington, D.C., where there's several groups of Occupy in October 2011. There, almost in residence. They actually occupied the building around the Koch brothers this past week, the end of the week. They made a stir, but, you know, it's sort of like the Koch brothers don't really give a damn. And the people, Americans for Prosperity, that surround those corporate activities don't really care either. Banking Transfer Day went on yesterday, and I'm told it was wildly successful. They're saying that on the Twitter network. And I saw for myself around town that people were actually doing this. So I think we're going to have to wait a couple of days to hear what the actual repercussions of Banking Day was. While banking and funding companies are doing business as usual, which means the CEOs and the boards are pirating the investments and funds and getting away with it, you know. Just check the business news in the United States. Now, here's a real goodie. The Chicago Board of Trade realizes that the best to be hoped for in this country is menial service jobs in the food industry. And so they took a lot of copies of McDonald's employment applications, and they dropped them all over Occupy Chicago. And I know y'all have seen this mentioned over in Facebook or on the Twitter network, but that's pretty lousy. That's as I watched Oh So Right, that is a let 'em eat cake moment. They dropped thousands of copies around. They're a real class act, aren't they? They're a real class act. Chicago's needed cleansing for centuries, perhaps. We're on the cusp of that one. They're tone deaf, and I think soon they're going to be rocked by their own skullduggery there. Meanwhile, Bank Day has gauged the wind blowing past the large banks and funders by showing many more people pulling business from their banks, especially small businesses like myself. And the government, ever faithful to its new value of dishonesty, has lied again to the public in general in order to keep the American psyche from failing by telling you that joblessness is declining. Long-term joblessness is declining. Yeah, really? People have simply discovered that it's useless to apply for jobs anymore because they don't hire the long-term unemployed. That's just what's going on out there. I can tell you I've watched my sister going through it for the last 3 months pretty awfully, so there's some truth to that, and I hear it around. the government has quit accounting for them and accounting for those who have fallen off unemployment dividends and unemployment shit. What do you call them? What is it? You get unemployment benefits. Yeah. It's been so long that I actually think I'm forgetting the words. It's called unemployment benefits. It was what allowed me to get my little company built in Boston a few years back. I worked very hard, and when I was laid off, corporate didn't want me around, so they laid me off and gave me money to go away. But it allowed me to do what I wanted, to build my own little company. It's interesting and notable that I've got a little piece of notable information here, and you've probably already heard this one too, but it's just really great. The personally authentic clan of Stephen King has officially contacted the Bangor, Maine Occupy group to provide their support for the entire Occupy movement. You know, he is a one percenter. There's no denying it, but he's good people. He and his wife and his children are very good people, and they do support the community. I can attest to that. One of our local Unitarian ministers, Rev Naomi, is his daughter, and she has always been a liberal who has supported what's right, and so do Mr. and Mrs. King. They'll get up and they'll say so too, like Michael Moore. Michael Moore's made a lot of money from what he's done. I heard that he was actually assaulted by the MSM for that. Well, there's nothing in the world wrong with making and having money. What's wrong, and they very well know this, is how you work with your money and what you do with it, and it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the greed of corporations. Brian says that the small bank idea is catching on. His brother, who's not a big follower of the Occupy movement, made reference today to how many of his friends pulled their money out of big banks and put it in local ones or in credit unions. And he was the one who brought it out of the blue. You should be proud, Brian. You should be. That's happening more and more. People are actually starting to, as they say, get it. They are starting to get it. And like Stephen King and his family and Michael Moore and his, you know, there are plenty of folks that have a lot of money who are trying to get the right thing done, who are very much willing to pay their fair share and more, like Mr. King does and his family does, and like Michael Moore and his family too. And there's, Martha Stewart's another one who very much would like to pay her fair share. You believe that, Martha Stewart? You know, she's not a bourgeoisie. Not one bit. She's a class act. Perhaps spending time, with a lot of gals in the big house helped. I don't know. That was bad, wasn't it? Okay. So Occupy Earth and the XL pipeline surrounding the White House was the big news today. And there's no conclusive news coming out right now, this moment, or before I went on air, that I could find. Like P.E. Nolan yesterday, this has been sort of a stream of consciousness rant. And I've had Brian Smith and Sandy White here to actually give me some tips on what they're thinking about. I'm really quite happy to do that. And I always want you to realize, you can call in and talk about it too, guys. The call-in number is 213-816-0357. On a personal note, I want you guys to pass this around when you're talking to folks, what you see and what you hear out there. If you see a hat or a shirt or a bag for sale with a slick piece of Occupy art or slogan on it, don't buy it. Stay the hell away from it. There's a bit of a patent war going on out there, copyright war by large and small corporations to profit on this movement by, you know, selling goods that have been stamped with it. It's a co-opting of a certain kind. And it's a co-opting that shows why greed is bad, and it is pure greed. So if you see anything out there for sale like that, man, stay the fuck away from it, okay? We don't need to trade in greed. And Wiley Stecklow, who's a lawyer representing the Occupy Wall Street protesters, said on the 24th that they were filing to try and copyright the Occupy Wall Street to prevent profiteering from the movement. They don't want it co-opted for commercial purposes. It's a trademark. It should be a trademark for non-commercial purposes. Yeah, Occupy does not have a TM logo trademark beside its name. That's true. Thank you, Brian. That was well put. We're coming on down to the. We've been in here for about 40 minutes, and I did not schedule a guest today. I've actually been taking a few days really kind of slowly. Well, hey, Tim, nice to see you. Glad you stopped by. y'all are just in time to, unless you have a subject that you would like to actually call in with and talk about. Yeah, Sandy, I did the same thing, and I've seen a lot of people making their own Occupy shirts, hats. I hope you all like this one. I took my brown, and I paid a lot for it, Obama-Biden hat. And I basically took indelible ink, and I crossed out the logo, and I wrote Occupy on it. And I think it works real well, really well. I'll try to remember to post a picture of that in the Roundtree 7 Journey Room for all of you to, you know, bullseye on, make a target. Brian and Sandy, both of you, thank you for bringing up all the points from the chat room that you did today. I really appreciate it. I hope everybody will remember, I know folks are here late. Hi, Tim. I agree, Brian. Can things be protected with Creative Commons that restricts financial gain and from anyone using it? Well, with the Internet today and everything, it's kind of hard to do that. But I have no doubt that people... In general, you know, I have to say, I think that basically people like you and me, you know, common everyday folks, once they realize what the Occupy movement is about, I don't think that they're going to actually engage in allowing someone to basically profit off of this when they realize that it's the antithesis of what it all stands for. And all of us who support and are working with the different Occupy groups, and I want to mention Occupy Palm Beach County, Ryan Isbell and Christian and the rest of them that are occupying down at the end of Clematis Street are doing a wonderful job here. There are many Occupy groups, and Tim, I'm thinking that you might have a knowledge about how it's going at Occupy Albany. I know it's getting cold out there, and people need to know. Yeah, an Occupy shirt is a shirt and a can of paint. I agree with you, Brian. Like Michael Moore said in Denver, you know, you're not alone. No one in this is alone. There's somebody backing you up. The really wonderful part about all of this is the sense of community that has come out of it. There's just no denying that we have larger senses of community because of the Occupy movement. Occupiers, I'm glad it finally got put into large letters because that's where my heart is. I'm with it totally, all of it. But Occupy Earth, the environment is a special side of it for me. Tomorrow is Occupy Wall Street Solidarity, but it's also body, mind, spirit here at Here Be Monsters. And my partner, Asa Hoffman, my business partner, Asa Hoffman, will be with me to speak about it from New York City. Yeah, Albany has had some, has been a glowing, actually been a glowing example of how cops can treat. We've had a very good group down here with the Sheriff's Department in Palm Beach County and the West Palm Beach Police Department. The mayor here in West Palm Beach has allowed the Occupy group to keep their encampment very open, very open. I really appreciate everybody for showing up today. I do want to mention the fact that over on Progressive News Network with Rick Spisak, right here on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to be able to listen to the night before last, a recounting of the pitch and the conference that took place here in Florida to reelect, and the speaking of Alan Grayson. It was a wonderful recorded fundraiser where Mr. Grayson spoke, and it will be on Progressive News Network with Rick Spisak, and it's coming up in about 15 minutes. So I want to remind everybody, it's really going to be a great piece. Yes, Occupy the World and Talk About Greece During Tomorrow's Solidarity. I couldn't agree more. I spent Friday talking about Greece. I think Greece is probably the keystone figure in the European Union right now, the keystone country. Although we have, as everybody knows, Spain, Portugal, and of course the Irish, all teetering on insolvency. Greece, though, the people have gotten together, banded together over and over again for months and months. They've been in the streets, and they have had general strikes there all through the summer. These people are in despair. And don't forget for a moment that it was the United States President, Barack Obama, over there at the G20 meeting that was browbeating Papandreou to not give a referendum, to not give a voice or vote to the Greek people suffering under this, to impose austerity programs. Corporate hack. It just being a corporate hack, which is what he is. It'll be interesting to see what happened today, the end of the XL pipeline demonstration. He, of course, was out playing golf. We got that going. I opened up with Michael Moore. I want to remind everybody that people like Michael Moore and Stephen King and his family and Martha Stewart and lots of people who have lots of money are in favor of and would love to pay their fair share and support the Occupy movement. And this isn't an us or them. This is a let's get together movement. We are not alone. That was Michael Moore's message to Denver. And I think it was a splendid message. There are many people who are feeling alone right now. Lots of people are losing lots of stuff. There are people who have a home for only a moment. Give a thought and care. Care. Occupy, the whole movement cares. That's something you can say that hasn't been around for a while. This is Here Be Monsters, and we are a daily boycott of the MSM in solidarity with the Occupy movement. We are supported and sponsored by Roundtree 7, and that's the number 7.com, and all of the co-writers there who occasionally take this microphone, this people's mic, and come on and talk to you about what's going on that day with the Occupy movement all over the world. This is a global movement. I thank you all for showing up tonight. What a great crowd you are. Brian, thank you so much. Tim, it's good to see you again. Haven't seen you in a while. It's nice to see you around. I'm going to go on over and look for the rest of Sunday's information and news. I appreciate everybody who's shown up. I do encourage you to go listen to Rick Spezak's Progressive News Network. It is part of a national progressive... thank you, Brian. Rawr. Who's my buddy? Who's my pal? and for anybody who wants to know just exactly what Occupy is about. This is one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, I got some favorites, including all y'all. And once again, I'd like to say good to see you, Tim. Very good to see you. But I'm gonna shuffle off towards the next show, Progressive News Network. I'm gonna leave you with one of my favorite people talking about what this is really about, Occupy Wall Street.
I want to give you a chance to chime in on Occupy Wall Street. Is the media ignoring it? It seems like that has not been the case the last 24 hours.
Well, I think the media, for the most part, mainstream media, tends to ignore any kind of outside of the establishment box movements, especially if they're considered to be on the left. And they do have a clear message. It's called Occupy Wall Street. Occupy this floor, this table. And we are the 99%ers, which they're saying means we are the 99% of citizens who have no voice in government. The message, I think, seems very, very clear. And, sometimes people bring the Tea Party in and compare them. The Tea Party is an establishment movement funded by and supported by corporate money and a propaganda network, and they have messaging people like Frank Luntz or people who do these things in the echo chamber, Grover Norquist.
Right.
This on Occupy Wall Street is a real grassroots people movement with a message.
And guys, that was two of my favorite people. Those two favorite people are Janine Garofalo and Keith Olbermann. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow,